This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason and I were talking about getting fired, and I think he was trying to convince me that he's been fired more times than I have. So we'll have to continue. We'll have to continue that discussion, Jason, and figure out who's been fired more times. I think I have the slight edge. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We are delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, right from the Ozark Mountains here in Missouri, for now. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running live when we are live, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Rich Sheeman's with us live in Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheeman.
Well, thank you, Vincent Finelli. How's everything with you doing this morning?
Really, really well. Rich, I'm all excited. We've got, we bought a used, chicken, we'll call it a chicken coop. It's a hoop house, and it was very, very well built by a house builder.
Okay, hold on. I'm confused. Does this have more a confused? Steering wheel and tires?
Well, I'm going to put tires on it.
Okay, all right. And for those of you who might be new listeners, the reason why I said that tongue-in-cheek is because of the fact that it's very hard for Vincent Finelli not to talk about cars, fast cars, racing cars, performance cars, fixing cars, and even though we're on the radio, I can see his neck swelling when he talks about that. So that's a little inside joke, pardon my pun. Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, Rich, coronavirus, we've been following it. We have been probably, USA Preparers has been following it, I believe, up with the, whoever would be number one in ringing the alarm. I think we're right up there with them, whoever they might be. I don't think anyone has spent more time on the coronavirus than we have. And in that line of thinking, I've met U.S. mail carriers and package delivery people, you know, those FedEx and UPS trucks, and only one UPS guy actually got it, and he was the one who said, you know, anyone who isn't concerned is an idiot, but everyone else is, wow, just wash your hands, it'll be okay. Well, yesterday morning, I reported with Dr. Norman Shealy that there were 7,000 cases of quarantine in the United States. Now, that has not really made the news, right? 7,000. Well, by the late afternoon, it was 8,000. Now, these are people who are quarantining themselves because they don't want to either get it or spread it. That's what needs to be done. But if there are 7,000 people, that's a lot of people. That's the population of a small town. Well, maybe a medium-sized town in the United States. That's a lot of people. How many people live in your area in Montana?
The whole state, I believe, is a little over a million people. But that's very deceiving because during the summer months, our population dramatically increases from tourists. We have a lot of snowbirds. So to really put a number that's official on that is kind of difficult to do. And from what I'm reading, there's a mass exodus out of California, Illinois, and the northeast states like New York and New Jersey. And they're going to places like Texas, Florida, and the Rocky Mountains. And if this virus turns out to be half as deadly as they're saying, unfortunately, I think more people will be coming to the Rocky Mountains in lieu of the crowded Florida and Texas states, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And if I lived in New Jersey, I would want to be out of there. If I lived in California, I did my sentence in California, 18 months, and I was able to escape. California, when we first moved there, it was, the weather was okay, but the crime was out of control, and I couldn't stand it. So we packed up and got out of there, and we lived in a shack, and, we left a really nice brick two-story colonial on the East Coast. Really nice. And we traded, we rented that out. And for more money, we rented an 1,100-square-foot shack in California for more money. It was crazy. So I'm glad to be out of there. And for those who are paying attention to what it costs to live there and the crime rate, it'd be good to get out of there, before you have to speak, another language. Yeah. But the coronavirus is absolutely real. And, Class, on Friday I'm going to do a special broadcast, and I'm going to tell you what I think you should consider doing in preparation. Tips from my unfinished, unpublished book will be 1 hour on Friday, so I just wanted to mention that. So, coronavirus update. Rich Sheehan, can you give us your take on where we are with it right now?
I will, Vince. And what I'd like to do is dovetail that with the present, let's call it an economic 101 update, since I've been saying that for many years, but let's talk a little bit about our economic situation after I talk about the coronavirus. And keep in mind, a lot of this, folks, is speculation. Now, we have a disease that has been documented to be up to 27 days being asymptomatic and contagious. Now, I just want you to think about all the people you come in contact with in a little less than a month. You shake their hands, you hug them, you talk to them, whatever the case is. It's just do the math. And one thing we do know, and it's been proven, that it's a geoengineered bioweapon. But the question is, that a lot of people are asking from my readings, is why now? And there's been, I've read articles where there's evidence, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, about a professor from Harvard, which has been getting $50,000 per month from China. I've read where the University of North Carolina has sold this virus to China. And we have, unfortunately, so much treason, sedition, espionage, and people who want money, who are bought and paid for, that it's going to be very hard to contain under these circumstances unless we actually create penalties to these traitors against our country and humanity in general. So that being said, what are the reasons for the coronavirus being now? Now, a lot of it's speculative. We know it's geoengineered. We know that they've basically spliced multiple diseases in one. We know it has an HIV delivery system. I've read that it's basically, it can be race-oriented as far as the target, gender, age, DNA. So we have too much sophistication for some very evil people to have this information, as we know, they're selling it for profit to the wrong people. Now, why are they doing this? Is this to stop the Hong Kong protests? Did China buy this virus because they want to infect Taiwan? They've always talked about taking Taiwan. Is this revenge? And this is all speculation. And I want the mainstream media jumping down my throat and saying, oh, Rich said this. No. I'm just wondering why this is being geoengineered bioweapon and been delivered now. Is this revenge for China for what Japan did to China before and during World War II. No one's mentioned that. I just thought that was something that should be considered. Now, when you look at this virus, is it done? Is it made to crash the world economy, the Trump economy? Is this an alibi, a scapegoat, an excuse? Because people are waking up to the fake, phony, bought and paid for, printing money economy. All the money goes to bonds to keep interest rates down because they can't go up, into equities, which I've talked about in many, many different instances on this show. Is this actually made to depopulate the planet and create supply chain disruptions? Because if you create supply chain disruptions in this just-in-time economy, especially for food, where people no longer think with foresight, this could be a very deadly situation in a lot of ways. Could this be a distraction for the printing of money that goes directly to the elite? Could this be a beta test to see how we respond as people, as governments? What about the mutations? I've read this virus has the ability to mutate depending on target audiences. I heard this can cling to receptor sites in lungs, and you can get it more than once. And it can lower your immune system so much it gives you heart attacks. Could this be a big kill when the next secondary infection comes in with everybody being infected with lower immune systems? So could this be a situation where they purposely quarantine people to get rid of so-called dissidents who want freedom, liberty, justice? In other words, the rule of law. So there is a lot of speculation, and what I want to do is dovetail this with our I'm going to be as brief as possible, but I want to talk about our economic situation. Housing, like credit card loans, through the roof. Auto loans, going into delinquencies like crazy. It's the highest ever. Subprime, the word, is going to have to be redefined. Household credit reports are in the crapper in most of the country. Debt is through the roof. Delinquency is up. Bankruptcy is up. Now, this is without the coronavirus. So this is one of the reasons I said an alibi to basically not only distract from the truth, but to say, so the powers that be can say, well, the coronavirus is the event that took down the economy. And we could talk about that in great detail, but I don't think this audience needs that. Let me move on. When you look at credit cards, in most cases, in most units of measures, and I tried really hard to research how many billions of dollars our limits are expanded by, but it's very high. I can't get an accurate read or number on that because a lot of this information is being purged. I've given hours of presentation on corporate debt, which is much worse. And as the bottom 93% are in this situation and the super wealthy get bailed out, it's only going to get worse and worse. And folks, we'll be back after the break. Thank you for being here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. If you'd like to buy a copy of his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's available on Amazon. And you might even see my review from many years ago. Rich, please continue.
Well, thanks, Vince. You know, Vince, if I'm on a different radio show or whatever, I don't even promote the book anymore because what they're doing is they've taken so many five-star reviews, deleted them, and replaced them with one-star reviews. So we are living in the book-burning years here in America and the Western world, and truth is no longer politically correct. And there's some pun to those words, but I think it's the context is very easy to understand. Anyway, let me go back to what I wanted to talk about regarding our economy. Now, you've heard me. I've given many, many hours of presentations about the Federal Reserve, Keynesian economics, group identity politics, and the demographic situation. Now, granted, we are the shiniest coin in the wallet. We're the cleanest shirt in the laundry. We're the prettiest house in the neighborhood. You've heard me use those terms. But we do have the world reserve currency status. For how long, I don't know. And the fact that the U.S. dollar is indeed there's double the amount abroad than there is in America. And I think that's going to keep the U.S. dollar above water for a little longer than other fiat currencies, which is losing a lot of ground. But you still got to look at the numbers. You got to look at the math. For example, household debt is $1.5 trillion higher than the previous record set in 2008. And they're using creative collateral. Remember how I said earlier subprime has to be redefined? And this is a very dangerous thing. Now, I'm all for buying a house and land. Okay, that's what we talk about on this show is being self-sufficient. But people are going into debt for furniture, for vacations, for school loans where 90% of the degrees are worthless, for car loans, for this loan, for that loan. And, you know, I've seen people go on a two-week vacation and take 2 years to pay it off. So you're paying the big banks, you're paying the brokers, you're paying all these people tons of interest. And they're the ones laughing to the bank, no pun intended. So even though household debt is going up, new mortgages just had the largest quarter since 2005, which, again, this is good. But to me, the only thing that makes sense is buying a home with land, enough land you can raise some animals. You can have a garden. You can have freedom. Maybe you can practice your shooting. Maybe you can hunt and fish on it. Maybe you can put some greenhouses on it. Maybe you can live off-grid. It's the benefits of skill sets and thinking outside the box and living outside the box that's going to give you a happier life, not living in a subdivision where you can hear your neighbors actually screaming at each other. Okay, I want to talk about the banks, the brokerage firms. You know, we're so corrupt that even talking about what a definition is hard to do. But what these people are doing is they're bundling up junk loans together and they're selling it to individual investors, to pension funds. I mean, what could possibly go wrong, right? So every industry right now is fighting for the scraps, usually bought and paid for through credit, while the wealthy get bailed out. And the little guy is paying four times more interest for these loans, while the brokers are paying four times less for the junk yields. So the spread's going to the creative accounting brokers slash bankers, and the little guy gets screwed. That's called serfdom. So when you look at discretionary and recreational purchases, they're going down dramatically because the bottom 93% of the people are broke. Now, I'm looking at an article right here, and they're talking about U.S. institutions and the trillions of dollars of assets that they have. Now, keep in mind, folks, I have spent, for those of you who are regular listeners, hours presenting Economic 101, talking about stock buybacks, talking about fractional reserve lending, talking about printing money out of thin air. I've gone into great specificity and detail and talk about how the inflation of necessities for the low guy is getting out of hand while deflation for the little guy is getting less. An easy analogy would be, look how silver is staying low and gold's going through the roof. Because if it's for the little guy, you're not going to get as much profit. We'll be back right after the break, folks. Thanks for being here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's two-day whirlwind visit to India coming to a close. He holds a solo news conference where he discusses, among other things, a possible trade deal between the two nations. Although he says India is going to have to lift tariffs on some American goods before that deal can be done. The president also discussing the coronavirus and how it's affecting the United States.
Very well under control in our country. We have very few people with it.
There are at least 50 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. at last check. The South Carolina primaries on Saturday. Tonight, the Democratic presidential candidates will be on a debate stage in Charleston. Sponsored by CBS, it will air on that network starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. Opera star Placido Domingo issuing an apology to women who have accused him of sexual misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. And we are talking about the coronavirus, the impact on the economy. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And folks, the reason why they like to use the term institution is because they want to hide all the corruption that's behind the scenes. They want to, it's just like Glass-Steagall. You eliminate the regulations, they can basically do whatever they want. And they are. basically they're wielding trillions of dollars of assets with zero oversight from the people, from the rule of law. For example, State Street, $28 trillion in assets. J.P. Morgan, $25 trillion. Northern Trust, $11 trillion. BlackRock, $7.4 trillion. Vanguard, $6 trillion. Fidelity, $6.6 trillion. Schwab, $4 trillion. You know, it goes on and on and on. Basically, when you look at the books, so-called the books, from 2019, the U.S. government spent $4.5 trillion, with the majority of the money going to the companies that these banks own that we have bailed out, whether it be through the to the company or to the bank. You see how that works? So the top shareholders of the largest companies, which are in the U.S., and I use that with an asterisk in quotes, because most of these companies are global for the purpose of censoring and surveilling the people to control, manage, blackmail, and bribe the people. So it's always the same list of banks owning the largest companies. So the control goes to the banks and to the company with cooperation from the government. That's called fascism. This is what Donald Trump inherited. So they all have different names, the so-called companies, but the owners and the people who control them are basically the same. And they meet through, you know, it's basically a secret meeting because it's a board of directors meeting. So the little people can't go in and ask for accountability. Let me give you a list of some of these names, and you can see why the stock market is being held up by some of these big companies. And the S&P 500, which are 40% zombie companies, in other words, they sell all their assets, they can't even pay off their debt. But they're still getting money from the people via the banks, via the taxpayers, via the printing of money, which inflates the dollar and loses value to the dollar, so the little people is losing ground. Some of these names are Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple. You've heard me discuss these. Home Depot, Visa, Johnson & Johnson, Pharmaceutical Company, Microsoft, Pfizer, Pharmaceutical Company, Procter & Gamble, same thing. United Health, same thing. McKesson Healthcare, that's a drug wholesaler. You know, it goes on and on and on. But how about things like Qualcomm? How about Disney, which controls ABC, Fox News, and Fox? How about AT&T, which controls CNN, which is in every airport and every public institution, so you're forced to see it, and then they call that ratings. How about Viacom, which owns CBS and Comedy Central? You know how much information is falsely, through propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, gaslighting, and all this crap through comedy? Satire and sarcasm is a way to basically transform the people and turn them from thinkers into followers. How about Comcast, NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, Sky? These, can you see how this works, folks? It's a round robin of serfdom. Remember I told you it's very little left-right paradigm. I've been saying this for 8 years. It's way more aristocracy managing and controlling the people. So just like the example that I mentioned earlier about, do you remember me saying how the little guy pays four times more interest for the loans while the bankers, brokers, whatever you want to call them, are paying four times less for the junk bond yield, and then they get the spread, and discretionary and recreational purchases are going down for the bottom 93%. So we, the little people, and some entities of our own government, have to borrow this new printed money from these so-called private banks, and again, I use private and American in quotes with asterisks, and then they get first access to the Federal Reserve's new printed money at the cheapest rates because of their cabal member banks, and then after that, those so-called banks borrow and give you that new printed money, and we're allowed to borrow it from them. And this is written in the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So it's getting almost impossible for the bottom 93% to break out of a caste system because it's all corrupt. And, you know, unless you can be part of the distraction part, party, which is like throw one out of many examples, throw a ball through a hoop and make millions of dollars. That's called bread and circuses. Unless you're part of the dumbing down of America, like teaching little boys how to give BJs in school and teaching little kids how to choose their gender identity and screw up their life, or telling people PhDs, like the University of Illinois, I gave that example probably a year ago, where a professor was saying math, she's a math teacher, she was saying math is white supremacist and should not be objective, should be subjective. You can't get any more stupid than this. And, of course, the division, the distraction, dumbing down, and division, dividing us by every group possible in order to create, to foment hate and division, and especially lower the bars of standards and expectations. And Vince Fanelli can verify, I've been saying this for 8 years, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, it's going to metastasize like a cancer into every form of life. And that's what's happened. Okay, I have some articles here. Washington Post claims elites should run elections. Quietly edits article after public outrage ensued. Okay, the Washington Post, folks, is owned by Bezos, Jeff Bezos. He's put billions of dollars of propaganda, not just him, but into everything is the white male's fault. No, it's not. If it was the white male's fault, the white male is a scapegoat. It's the attack is on males and masculinity. The attack is on poor and middle-class white males. Because if it was the white male's fault, then why isn't the people confiscating the wealth of Bezos or Zuckerberg, who called the American people stupid? You remember that? Or Zucker, or the Rothschilds, or the Rockefellers, or Gates, or Jonathan Gruber, who is calling the American people stupid in lieu of Obamacare? I gave hours on that years ago. How about Soros, Murdoch, the Clintons, Buffett? How come if white males are the target and they're the bad people, why aren't these people getting their wealth confiscated by the people? It's all BS. It's propaganda, false flags, hoaxes. Next article, Maxine Waters. Americans, where are you, she says. I don't hear enough voices resisting. Well, do you remember when Maxine Waters a few months ago, folks, said, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but she was talking about harassing Republicans, attacking them, going to gas stations and restaurants, making them uncomfortable. Should we say the same thing to lawyers and judges and bankers and politicians? Should we ask the question, should lawyers, bankers, politicians, judges, you know, the sellouts of America who have attacked the bottom 93% of income earners, the bought and paid for class, in honor of Maxine Waters, who gives these people immunity from treason, sedition, racketeering, and espionage, should we confiscate their wealth, is what I'm asking. Because Maxine Waters said we should harass, attack, go to gas stations, restaurants, make all these people uncomfortable. So I'm asking you, Maxine Waters is just asking, where are you? I don't hear enough voices resisting Trump. This is a quote. It's in an article. I'm reading a freaking article here. So, Americans, should we go knock on the doors of lawyers, judges, bankers, and politicians and take the money that they've taken from us because we don't get any representation, rights, or restitution under the rule of law? We're told that we don't have enough group self-pity points. Group self-pity points. It's hard to believe it's America. Next article. Buttigieg warns black law students white supremacy could totally destroy the American project. Really? Think about it. We have fallen into stupid so far, I don't think we can get out. Even though the DNC paid $12 million to former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele to gather information from second and third party sources. And the DOJ, the FBI, and the NSA, this is all proven, helped Hillary and the DNC collude with Russia. What about Uranium One? We've had a failed presidential coup, treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, censorship, surveillance, crimes against the First and Second Amendment, ignoring antitrust and monopoly laws, FISA fraud, and nothing's being done about it. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You know, and talking about all this black stuff, you know, there's some great black people out there, and they're turning Republican big time. I mean, look at Carol Swain from Prager University. Says Republicans are the party of freedom and liberty. She gives some great presentations out there, which I've discussed over the years. There's a lot of great conservative black people who are thinkers and don't want to follow the narratives. Dr. Ben Carson, he says when you politically correct, you turn minorities into victims. I heard him say it. I was in the front row when he came to Northwest Montana. I heard it with my own ears. How about Candace Owens? She says she doesn't want to be a victim because she's black or because she's female. How about Diamond and Silk, Will Johnson, Brandon Tatum, Alveda King? What about the fact that Margaret Sanger, who is a Democrat, was caught on video and audio saying that Planned Parenthood is going into 85% of the black population to control them, to control their population? How come Barack Obama, under the same units of measures and calculations, double black unemployment, where President Trump has done the opposite? How about where's all the screaming when African countries are still selling blacks as slaves? How about the KKK, the Democrat Party? What is the KKK? That's what started the KKK. Folks, we have to think for ourselves, and we have to read and research. Next article, Obama DHS whistleblower found dead with gunshot wound to the chest. Yeah, right. I've read the comments on this article. I probably spent more time reading the comments than reading the article. It's basically, did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself? That's basically the brunt of this. Next article, California Public Pension is investing into Chinese military right under Gavin Newsom's nose. Do you understand how serious this is, folks? This should be absolutely looked into. How come the DOJ, how come there isn't indictments? What is the declassifications? FISA warrants? Where are the documents leading to the Barack Obama and the...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Rich Shevins with us, and we've been talking about all kinds of systemic failures everywhere across the United States. And I just wanted to bring something to light. And we've been talking about the coronavirus for 3 weeks plus. And here's an article that describes, it's on Zero Hedge, describes disruption. And I've been talking about the supply chain and how concerned I am about it. Well, here's how bad it is. Now, Procter & Gamble is a very large manufacturer of everyday-type products, household products, things that you recognize the names of. They refer to themselves as P&G, but it stands for Procter & Gamble. So what do they make? Well, Charmin, Pampers, Tide, Crest, Gillette, Duracell, IM's dog food, Bounty paper towels, Downy fabric softener, Dawn, Gain, Pringles, the list is huge. Well, Procter & Gamble has now officially warned that 17,600 of its products, 17,600 of its products could be affected and disrupted by coronavirus. Procter & Gamble used 387 suppliers across China, shipping more than 9,000 materials. So 9,000 individual ingredients are used by Procter & Gamble in selling you and me and others the products that they manufacture. 17,600 are at risk of supply chain disruptions because of the coronavirus in China. It's huge. It's huge. Can you do without Charmin? Absolutely. You can switch brands, and you should, because of the kind of advertising that they do. Charmin is puffed up to make you think you're buying more than you're buying. I don't buy Charmin. Wouldn't even consider it. Pringles, those are smashed up potatoes and other ingredients to make you think that they're potato chips. They're not potato chips. Crest. It's got fluoride in it. That'll help lower your IQ by about 5% because of the fluoride in it. I think you can do something else to brush your teeth. Maybe salt and baking soda. That's what I do. That's what we do at our house. Why would we want to give up 5% of our IQ so that we can squeeze a tube of toothpaste? It's beyond stupid. But those are the kind of products that these wonderful companies are making for your convenience. So we've got lousy products. The supply chain is disrupted. And if you have an automobile, we heard it from the horse's mouth. We told you 3 weeks ago or so that engine parts, and I specifically mentioned a cam position sensor on a modern engine, and I'm talking, since 2000 and newer. A cam position sensor, it's a little sensor. It's $50 or so, depending on your vehicle. And if that breaks, and they do, and they break often, and when they do, you're not going to be able to start your car. And where do they come from? China. It's a big problem. So we know for a fact, because we went right to the horse. And I can't tell you exactly where we found this out. But we believed it, and we confirmed it. That automobile engine parts, the supply chain, it has been disrupted. And automobile transmission parts, the supply chain has been disrupted. Because of the coronavirus in China. It's really, really serious. The consumption of copper, we reported that weeks ago. Chinese have used the term force majeure. They're saying that the force is so big that we cannot accept, meaning they, the Chinese, cannot accept any copper, even though they have contracts to receive it and pay for it. They can't accept it because they can't use it. They can't use it because the factories are shut down. Can you imagine that? The factories are shut down in China. Now, you know this. South Korea shuttered their smartphone factory. Samsung. South Korea is running out of parts for their Kias and Hyundais. If it takes 10,000 parts to make a car and you have all but one, you can't sell a car. You know, think of it like you don't have the wheels, or you don't have the spark plugs, or you don't have the cam position sensor, or you don't have the wheel lug nuts, or you don't have the axle, or you don't have the axle boot that keeps the dust out and keeps the constant velocity joint from failing quickly, or you don't have the oil filter, or the oil filter drain plug, or the oil filter gasket, or the window seal, or the window motor, or the window switch. I mean, the list is almost endless. That's what manufacturing is facing. You think you're going to buy sneakers? You think you're going to buy shoes? You think you're going to buy belts? If you look, it says made in China on just about everything that you buy. We're in a world of hurt. Get what you need now, if you're concerned. You got 22s? We'll be right back.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.